after a 23-13 Kansas City Chiefs victory over the Buffalo Bills. We're here at Ralph Wilson Stadium, victoriously on the field. Reed Farron with the voice. Mitch Holtis of the Chiefs. This is like a buffet set. We have so many different areas we can pick from. Where you want to start?
I don't know. I hope it's all you can eat buffet because I'm ready to eat. Well, let's start right here at this point. We're standing at the point of Sean Smith's 100-yard interception return. Third down and goal to go at the one. The third time this year, Reed, that Kansas City's defense has had to face an opponent with first and goal at the one. People will forget the stuff on second down. Now on third and one, and I really think Stevie Johnson, who's a good receiver, who's butchered the Chiefs in the past, may have out-deked his own quarterback, because I think he made maybe a little bit of an impromptu move, and that allowed Sean to get it and head all that way for 100 yards. It flipped the game. Instead of 17-3 Bills, it's 10-10 Chiefs, and it's game on.
We also are in the same spot where Tom Bahaly scored his second defensive score of the year, coming after a Marcus Cooper forced fumble.
Cooper was unbelievable in this game. He had five incredible plays, including a pass defense in the opposite end zone. But he hacks the ball away from Graham to get the ball into Tomba's hands. And, yes, he came to almost this exact spot. You know, back in the day, I always talked about Amen Corner, where the Chiefs seemingly ran all their defensive scores to one spot of the stadium. Well, here in Buffalo, this is Amen Corner, or Amen Spot, I guess. But this has been such a tough place for the Chiefs to come. They've lost 10 out of 11 here. They've had historic losses here. They get a historic win here. They hadn't won here since 1986, and you knew it was going to be this kind of game. The Buffalo defensive front is outstanding, very hard to block. Alex Smith made an incredible play where he avoids two sacks, finds Bo over here for a first down that led to a field goal. But still, it's a matter of the Chiefs getting 23 takeaways in 9 weeks. Not only that, Reed, but you always look at takeaway points. And they're sitting on 80 takeaway points now for the season. That's remarkable. But don't overlook offense and special teams. Again, it wasn't a pretty fantasy football day, but there was just enough there to allow the Chiefs to win this game.
How about the Ninja Warrior performance by running back Jamaal Charles?
I'm running out of adjectives. You know, I've called him the Ninja. I've called him the Cruiserweight Champion of the World. But, hey, he's loving this as much as anybody. I'm going to do some work this week on the guys that were here prior to 2009. There's seven of them. And, of course, he's one of them. They all purpose themselves to be a better person and player than they've ever been before. That's a big part of this. They responded to Andy Reid, but all of them in the offseason said, I'm going to another level and figure out a way to help us win. The heck with stats. What do I do to help us win? And Jamaal has certainly done that. And again, number one in the NFL in scrimmage yards. So the stats are there for him, but it's also the things he does. And specifically in the fourth quarter, are picking up blitz pickups and jacking some guy in pass protection. He has been phenomenal, unforgettable. Listen, there's a long way to go in the season. 9-0 doesn't get you anything, but as I just told John Dorsey, you can't get there until you get here. And now this team will go into a bye week at 9-0. And I said all week long, I don't care if it's 7-6, 3-2, just get on that plane at 9-0 with a one-game lead over your next rival in the division, at least, and you won this game. And so the leading rival in the division has to win at New England to match this game. This game was bigger than any single game. This almost counts like 2 to 2.5 games for this team.